number of these folks who can't continue their military service end up having to navigate two very complex disability evaluation systems at both DOD and VA. They are consecutive processes. They can be extremely long to navigate through, and it's quite a gauntlet for our service members who oftentimes have very severe injuries such as traumatic brain injury or PTSD to really get their hands around how this process works.
And sometimes it's easy, I think, for people to just say, well, why can't they just do it? This is a very complex process, and also you don't want to pay people that aren't necessarily injured. It's a complex thing to deal with.
Absolutely. You have to balance the need to serve these folks, but there's also a program integrity aspect
waste, fraud, and abuse. You don't want to pay people who don't deserve that money, and unfortunately, there are people who try and do that. So DOD and VA, my sense from reading your report, more VA than DOD, but they got together and created this pilot called, do they call it IDEAS? IDES?
IDES, Integrated Disability Evaluation System. Essentially, the old pilot was less than transparent. I'm sorry, the old legacy system.
Yeah.
Use their term, was less than transparent, very confusing to service members. So DOD came together in 2007.
Very confusing because people didn't know how to, you almost didn't know where to start. The process, it was not a clear process of, okay, start here and finish there.
Absolutely. I mean, at the base level, there wasn't the case management infrastructure there for folks to help staff on the ground, to help service members even know where to start or where to go. I think part of the new what's going on under the new DES system is there is much more enhanced case management processing from the time the individual enters the system to the time they finally get their VA benefits, hopefully in a much quicker time frame.
So walk us through this pilot. How does it work? How does it, and this is essentially what your report is about, looking at this streamlining process. How well did they do?
There's three elements. Instead of having it to be a sequential process, a lot of things are happening concurrently. Right now, there's a single medical exam conducted by VA, which can be used by both DOD and VA for their individual determinations. There's a consolidated rating, which can also be used by DOD to pay the service member under their military disability evaluation system, but also a rating for VA to pay disability benefits. And lastly, as I talked about before, there's enhanced case management services. And at the end of the day, the idea is to have the service member to begin processing their claim while they're still in active duty, while they're still undergoing the DOD disability evaluation system, and hopefully expedite when that person, or if they leave the service, they can quickly receive their VA disability benefits. And what we're seeing from the initial data that it is promising in some respects.
And as I was reading through it, it sounded pretty promising. It sounds like they've actually made some progress.
Absolutely.
Even the idea about running things concurrently was a pretty significant step.
Yeah, under the old system, you could go an average of 540 days. That's an average, meaning many folks were going through this even longer. Under the current system, they're down to about 295 days, which sounds like a lot, but 10 months versus a year and a half is pretty significant.
And of course, there are some areas that you have highlighted that need some attention. Some of that has to do with metrics, being able to measure the progress that you're making.
Absolutely. I mean, the pilot planners, they use the figure of 295 days as they're meeting that. But when we really got into the data, started digging into it, much of that data was skewed by the fact that Army has 60% of the cases. They're meeting the goal, but when you look at Navy, Air Force, and Marines, they're not. And they're significantly higher in terms of how long it's taking to process claims. So the planner's got some work to do in terms of teasing out what's going on with the other services.
One of the things that, as I was reading through, how scalable is this program? Because they're only doing it in a few locations right now.
Right now, they're at 27 locations, and that accounts for about 50% of all service members going through the process. So they're split right now between 50% in the legacy system, 50% in the new system. They're poised to roll this out to 28 additional locations by the end of this month. I don't think that's going to happen. I think they're behind, and it's for a lot of reasons.
And some of those reasons being?
It seems to me that it's going to be quite difficult, or it has been, at least in our look back, to make sure they have the appropriate staff with the appropriate skills in place to service the service members that will be coming through. So, and to their credit, if they're slowing this down, to make sure they get it right, we're okay with that.
Yeah. Making sure you do it right rather than having to go back and redo it, probably better off.
Yes, this is poised to be rolled out to 113 more locations through the end of next year. That's about one every 3 days. So they really need to have their planning infrastructure in place before they push ahead very quickly.
Additional recommendations that would help them implement this better?
I do believe they need to get out in front of better forecasting at each of these locations. Yep. They need to really do the upfront homework to look at what will these workloads look like going forward. Will we have the appropriate staff on the ground and with the appropriate skills? In Fort Carson, we found that that wasn't the case. That's a big base that has very huge deployments of service members coming back and from Iraq and Afghanistan, and many of them have been in 3 or 4 deployments. And when you have that many deployments, the risk of mental illness is very high, and you would expect to have many more additional mental health exams. And they didn't have that in place, and it caused tremendous backlogs and waits.
But it struck me as I was reading through this last night, as I was watching Toy Story 3. See, that's called multitasking.
Absolutely.
As I was reading through it, they didn't just try and put an electronic front end. They actually, it seems to me, reassess their processes. Can we do this in a better, more effective way? And almost, you know, we used to call it business process reengineering or whatever. They reoriented how they do it.
That's exactly what it is, business process reengineering, and they have a bit more work to go. This whole pilot has been quite a learning experience. They've learned from it. We've helped them in many respects in terms of things they need to think of, but I do think it needs to be a continuous look at their processes and reengineering along the way before we get to worldwide implementation.